to the minute details on traffic around town. We've got you covered no matter where you might be. Clear, quick, and precise for your commute, even on the weekends. And when you see a problem on the road, call us 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. Traffic updates when you need them. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC 1300-3427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It is Saturday morning. It is 10 o'clock. We are on the First Coast. And unlike last week, it's 2016, which I was severely chastised for erroring about when I got home last week, because I mentioned at the end of the show that that was our last show for the year 2016. I was wishing my life away by a few days. Apparently, it was obviously our last show for 2015. This is our first show for 2016. Yes, we are live. Isn't it nice to have radio show hosts who actually go to work on holiday weekends? Angela and Howard just got out of here live. I like it. But then again, you could say that about us pretty much all the time because, as you all know, not all radio shows, especially the financial ones, are created equal. Most of them are merely recorded programs where you get to listen to what they want to talk about and nothing else. So if you want to take over some control of the program, we know how. It's very simple. You pick up your telephone and you call 222-TALK. Area code 904-222-8255. Lines are always open from the top of the show, and callers always go to the head of the line. There are no stupid questions. There are only some that are easier than others, and we love those because we usually get them right. How's that? He's not as convinced as I would like. Anyway, I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And here we are on the 2nd of January, 2016. Just chipper as all get out. All of our teams lost over the weekend or over the week. But other than that, oh, wait, then there's the market and that loss, too. You look at it that way, it hasn't been a very good week, has it?
No, not especially. Not if you're a fan of a football team in Florida.
Right, or the stock market.
Yeah.
I did summarize, as usual. And by the way, for all of you regulars, thanks for coming back. Without you, there is no show, as you know. And the people who are just doing the drive-by or first-timer, you've been referred or something like that, stick around for the hour, and hopefully you will learn something. We will have a trivia question. And because I don't want to make a liar out of myself, before we do the market wrap, we're going to say good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What's on your mind today? And Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. I'm interested in purchasing some precious metals, and I was wondering where would be a good place to do that.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about first a good time to do that, and I think you're right on the mark with that one. They are really quite reasonable right now, in my opinion. What are you looking to hold? Do you want to have the metal in your hand? Do you want you want bullion or coins?
Uh, I Well, I think probably an ingot, because I think coins are too much of a markup.
I agree, because of the processing that goes in and because of their collectible value, they do cost more, and therefore the commission you pay on them will be more. And they'll fluctuate in value because all collectible things do that. Uh-huh. As far as where to buy it, I think most of the things that you see are very reputable, and I do not have personal firsthand knowledge of buying these things myself. But here's what I've heard from the people that we deal with who do. So if you go around all these gold shops around town, don't settle for the first one you go into. So the prices fluctuate quite a bit, and you can usually get a little better deal by shopping around a little.
Uh-huh.
That said, there's an online outfit, a little father-son thing out in Colorado, that is the favorite of some of the people I know, too. And I don't remember the name of it right offhand, but I could probably find it for you. So if you're interested, call the office next week at 685-1505, and we'll look it up for you. But the only thing I've heard, I've never heard a bad word about anybody around here who deals in it as far as being shysters or anything, just the fact that it is a very competitive market, so if you want to go out and do it, fine. Then, of course, you can listen to William Devane or any of the other ones, and there are, what, three or four of the mail-order types. And I've not heard anything negative about them either, really.
Now, just make sure you look at what fees you're paying on top of the purchase, too, because those can also fluctuate greatly.
Okay, that office number, 685-1505?
Yes. And we're just down the road a little piece out at the end of Butler in Jacksonville Beach.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you, and I will get that name for you, hopefully by the time you call.
All right, and again, Happy New Year.
And thank you. Same to you. All right, it's always a good question. I lean toward buying the electronics, the ETFs, the gold and silver, just because it's a trading vehicle and they're very easy and inexpensive to buy and sell. That said, if you're one of the gloom and doom types, and Lord knows we all have a component of that these days, then having it in your safe at home, something kind of comforting about that too.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a little bit of a tough thing to do, because you do have to, when you're buying the physical thing, you have to actually keep it secure, and it does take up space. And if you buy it electronically, you don't have any of those issues. But that being said, if you have a good safe and a good secure way to store this stuff, it is not a bad idea to keep some on hand.
You can also buy physical without storing it.
True.
You can get funds. You can actually buy into big piles of gold on the shelves in some major banks. There are two ways to do that. One's called unallocated and one's called allocated. The difference is there's a whole pile with a bunch of people's names on it if it's unallocated. If it's allocated, then there's a big pile and you actually own one little part of it that's got your name on it.
Yep, and they are going to charge you storage fees if you do it that way.
Yes, so. And also, point for anybody who's thinking of doing this, get it insured mm-hmm. by a private insurer. It is very inexpensive and it is very important, because you really don't have a chance to just waltz on over to the Bank of England and go into their vault and say, oh, there's my piece of gold with my name on it. So you better just have a little reassurance in your back pocket in the form of a very inexpensive insurance policy. Okay, enough for metals right now. And again, I said, as I did on the call, I think it's probably a really good time. They're just beaten up, and one of these days, they're probably going to get unbeaten a little bit. All right, the market wrap, I have two words, and then you can describe it. Mine are Santa Claus rally.
No.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah, no kidding. We really didn't see it, but we are almost to a break. Do you want to set up the trivia question? I'll do that on the other side.
That would not be problematic. This part of the thing we talk about this time of year quite a bit, actually, and have been over the last couple of weeks, is taxes. So I thought I'd ask today for the trivia question, what state actually has the lowest tax burden for its citizens? And then Adam will give you a little update if anybody gets it right, too, because it's kind of interesting. So that topic, there are things you can do about that topic, taxes being the 2nd of January. There are things you still can do, other things you can't do anymore, and we'll be talking about that between now and April 15th quite a bit. So there's a lot to cover in that. We also have a number of other things today: New Year's resolutions, tax audit triggers, some estate planning situations where I've learned a couple things just in the last week that are interesting. What do you got, Adam?
And I'm going to run down the best and worst asset classes for 2016. So that turned out to be pretty interesting.
What best? Did the best one even get positive?
Oops, I made your mistake. It's actually for 2015. What worked the best and what?
We're having trouble with this 15-16 transition. Bear with us. We'll get it straight sooner or later. Remember to call the show, 904-222-TALK. After the break, Adam's going to start talking and probably not be quiet until the end of it because he's got the market wrap. If we get a trivia question, he's also going to tell you who we are and what we do and a whole bunch of other stuff like that. So we hope you can join us for the whole thing. Do not go away. We don't control these breaks. They control us. And we'll see you right after this one.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And the lines are open, 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Trivia question. What state has the lowest tax burden for its citizens? And that's brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. And Ken, if you're listening, call me next week. We're ready. Let's see a little business drumming up for him.
There you go.
Okay, the Bah Humbug Santa Claus rally that didn't materialize, rotten, stinky, awful market. How's that?
Yeah, it actually wasn't that bad of a week, except that I think expectations were that it
was
going to go up, and a lot of other people's, yeah, not just
yours. And he's sitting over here gloating, too, because we had the little contest going. I said the market would wind up the year slightly ahead, and he said, no, slightly behind. I was in second place in that contest.
Yeah, well, trust me, I would have rather been wrong.
But that's true, too.
Yeah, for personal reasons.
All right, what actually happened?
So the market ended up just down less than 1%. All three indexes were within 0.1% of each other, and it was just kind of a big flop for the end of the year. It was a disappointing but fitting end, I would say, to a volatile, very strange year. And you're seeing a lot of headlines right now saying this is the worst market since 2008. Well, it's the first time we've had a down market since 2008.
Yeah, 11 was just kind of a nothing.
Yeah, it is nothing like 2008, though. So don't read into those headlines that we are back in those days, because we are definitely not.
Asset allocation doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And the sky is falling, too, by the way.
Yeah, of course. If you're a stock picker and you pick the right handful of stocks this year, you might have done pretty well.
Handful minus one.
Which one is that?
Apple. Apple, yeah, should have been included in the handful, but since it had its first down year since 08, then there are really only four that drove all this.
Which
stuff.
Is ironic, because it's the one that's printing money and the rest are not. So it's very unusual.
People.
So if you, I'll get into that a little bit more later, but don't be too disappointed if your portfolio was off about 1 to 5 or 6% this year. If you had a balanced portfolio, that's probably where you ended up the year. It's not unusual, and it's not time to freak out and change everything that you're doing just yet. So some corporate earnings start to be announced this week, with Sonic and SuperValu kicking it off on Tuesday, and then Monsanto, Bed Bath & Beyond, The Container Store, and Walgreens announcing later in the week. It isn't a huge week for earnings, but it may give us some idea of how the holiday season went, so it'll be interesting to watch that. In economic news, it was a short week, so there was a light amount of news that came out, but some of it was good, some of it was not so good. Consumer confidence came in a lot higher than expected at 96.5 versus an expected 93.5, so that was a nice surprise. I don't know where that came from.
It was offset by the Chicago PMI, though.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
That was dreadful.
That one that was down, it came in at 42.9 versus a 50.1, so pretty bad.
Yeah, under 50's contraction territory.
Pending home sales disappointed by declining 0.9% versus an expected increase of 0.5%. And initial jobless claims missed, coming in at 287 versus expected 270. Now, again, the news is making a great big deal of this, but historically 287,000 is a pretty good number. It just wasn't where it was expected to be.
Yeah, and we get new jobs numbers next week.
Yeah, it's also a weekly number, so 1 week does not make a trend when you're looking at that data. And the one good thing was continuing jobless claims beat expectations, coming in at 2,198,000 versus an expected 2,221,000. So not too bad there. And then locally in Florida, consumer confidence dropped 1% in December, according to a UF poll, although it is still 2.6% higher than it was last December. So people are more optimistic this year than they were last year, which is good news. The largest drop was in those making an annual income over $50,000, and it was quite a big gap. It was about 11% down in people making a lot of, more money, and then much less of a drop in people making less money.
Can't figure out what the psychology of that one might be.
No.
Off the top of my head.
Another good bit of news for Florida, over 1,000 people a day are moving here now, up from 800 people per day in July of 2014, so that's a pretty big boost.
Yeah, how many are leaving?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's a net number, actually.
Good.
Yeah. In the state of Florida, unemployment dropped to 5%, down from 5.1% in November. And Jacksonville added over 16,000 jobs during the past year and saw areas of unemployment rate drop by a full percent. In the last 5 years, the state of Florida has added over 1 million private sector jobs, and St. John's County has the second lowest unemployment rate at 3.5%. So good news for Northeast Florida.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see. I had a little something I wanted to bring up here. Can I find it? No, I can't. Oh, well. Too bad. Best and worst.
All right. So I put together a little piece, did some research, and found the best and worst of 2015 for stocks. Remember this acronym, FANG. It stands for Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, which is actually now called Alphabet, although it still trades under the same ticker symbol. Netflix was up 139.2% and Amazon up 122%. Now for the worst. You're not going to be surprised, but all three were energy stocks.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah.
Chesapeake Energy was the biggest one, down 77.5%. Consol Energy was down 77%, and Southwest Energy was down 76.9% for the year. Ouch.
No kidding. I know what I wanted to bring up. The Fed. The Fed raised interest rates, as you all know now, and a lot of people are blaming the poor finish on Fed policy, bad Fed policy. And they're right, but they're wrong. They're saying raising the rates was a bad Fed policy. I say that was the first thing they've done right in about 5 years.
I agree with that.
Yes. If you want to look for bad policy at the Fed, you do not have to concentrate on a single month. It's been that way since I can remember. What is it about these people that they look at the world, and they're supposedly these intelligent, insightful economic experts, and they can't figure out that 30 years of zero interest rates in Japan have produced a sum total of absolutely nothing.
Except for a bunch of stagflation.
Yeah. So now you got Draghi over at the EU, who is probably going to enter into some kind of a massive QE thing to stimulate Europe, which I promise you will do absolutely nothing in the long run. You give it a little boost in the short run. That's all that's been keeping our market up. I'm far happier with the market in the face of rising interest rates because we get rid of all that artificial sentiment created by the Fed just pulling money out of thin air every month. There has to be some improvement down the line from all of this. Don't necessarily listen to what the naysayers tell you was the bad policy. I think anybody who wants to get a little money on their savings and such will gladly take that ahead of a little bit of an uptick in mortgage rates, that kind of thing. Besides, good for the real estate market in the short run. People will buy.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right, for sectors in 2015, I bet you can guess what the worst one was. But four of the 10 major sectors of the S&P finished the year with positive performance, which means that six were down, and energy was not one of them. It finished dead last with a loss of about 24%, and actually consumer discretionary finished on top, up more than 8%. So things that people don't need to purchase for daily living, discretionary items, actually did really well this year. So somebody has some money out there, and they're spending it.
Brought to you in no small part by the energy sector.
True.
Or are you getting your extra money? Every time you fill up the tank, you put an extra $20 in your wallet or whatever. And
yep.
Then you go to a restaurant and spend it, so they're doing well.
Yeah, restaurants did really well this year.
They did. And the Amazon effect on retailers wasn't so good, but you heard us, if you were listening last week, laughing about all the media and their description of how awful the Christmas season's going to be, and this has been going on for decades. Well, let's see. MasterCard says U.S. holiday retail sales grow a solid 7.9%, according to MasterCard. Total numbers cannot come in yet because so much of it is done with gift cards, and they have to have some lag time to figure out what's happening with those. But suffice it to say that it does not look like gloom and doom from the retail standpoint hit this year, this past year.
The other sector that did pretty well was technology. It was up 4.3%. But when you take out 139% for Netflix and 122% for Amazon, you can imagine that that number probably isn't quite that high.
Yeah, I would have to think so. So what do you do about that? Do you become a stock picker? Yeah. Probably not.
Nah.
Who would have picked that on fundamentals anyway? Who would have thought Netflix just on fundamentals?
Yeah.
It's Amazon on fundamentals. How much money do they make? Penny or two?
Yeah, not much.
And it sells for what?
I haven't looked recently, but it is up there.
Shades of 1999, folks.
So
I don't say that to scare you.
Countries. Bet you can't guess what the best performing country stock market was this year.
Russia.
Jamaica.
80%, Jamaica profit?
80% they made if you invested in the Jamaica market.
Okay.
And
they have one?
Yeah, exactly. And the worst performing country was the Ukraine, which was down over 38%.
And I think the reasons for that could be considered, what should I say, obvious. Lines are open, 904-222-TALK. It's 222-8255. The trivia question, what state has the lowest tax burden on its citizens of any state in the union? I will give you a little hint. It's not Florida. Now you're down to 49 chances.
Although ours is pretty good.
It's pretty good, but strangely enough, we didn't even rank in the top 10.
I'm surprised.
And then there's the places to retire. We didn't rank in the top 10 of those either. And I'll explain all that when somebody comes up with the right one. All right, we're going to have to take another break. We do have a bunch of stuff to talk about, but I'd rather talk about what you guys would like to talk about. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And we will see you very shortly right after the break at the bottom of the hour.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Homes in rural southern Missouri and Illinois increasingly threatened today by swollen rivers as some levees crumble and the water keeps rising, much of that water working its way downstream. Meanwhile, back upstream near St. Louis, water from the mighty Mississippi, the Merrimack, and Missouri rivers was largely receding at last glance, and two major highways have now reopened as residents assess the damage and begin the cleanup efforts there. Al-Qaeda's East African affiliate has released a video to recruit American blacks and Muslims that includes a clip of presidential candidate Donald Trump's remarks. A 51-minute video by the Somalia-based Al-Shabaab terrorist group says there's an institutionalized racism and religious segregation in the United States, and radical Islam, it says, is the way to fight back. In the clip of Trump, he calls for a complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. More details at srnnews.com.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break, and they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 877-306-6365. That's 877-306-6365. Again, 877-306-6365. Call now.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. CopyFax offers easy document management to store and back up all of your business files. CopyFax is the only local distributor for the Samsung product line and services the full HP printer fleet. Your choice for multifunction office management. Update and simplify today. 904-296-1600 and online at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military.
Help us out now!
The sound you've always known.
Yeah.
The music that's endured the test of time. Live, Creedence Clearwater Revival legends Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, their Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Saturday, January 23rd, 8 p.m. at Thrasher Horn Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Thrasher Horn Center box office or online at thcenter.org. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
And as I said the other day, here we had some kid who brought in a clock that looked like a bomb into the classroom. The school responded in a responsible way. Law enforcement responded in an irresponsible way. Immediately, they're said to be discriminating because the 14-year-old is Muslim. Immediately, the president jumps in with his Twitter account. I guess that's what he does in the middle of the night. Hey, at Benghazi, 4 people dead. Hey, where's my Twitter?
Mark Levin, weeknights at 6 on News Talk WBOB. WBOB traffic and weather.
There's a crash 103rd at Veldura Road. Another one 95 northbound and Bowden Road. Watch out there. As for the weather, rain all weekend long. 20% chance of showers today. Partly cloudy skies in that period. High today 61. 30% chance of showers tonight. Lows of 48 and Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. 54, Newstalk AM 600, FM 100.3 WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this segment is sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance, because things grow like weeds around here. And in fact, Troy can be reached at 662-9794, but don't call him for the next half hour because you'll take him off the job he's doing at my house. How's that? And because we don't like to make liars out of anyone, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's Captain Dave, Steve.
Captain, you know, I've been thinking about you. We got a little version of Jamaica Farewell in there we can play during the background. Where have you been?
In Jamaica.
I know that.
Hey, listen, I have to say my Jamaican portfolio really outclassed my U.S. portfolio.
did you make 80%?
Actually did a little better. I was in Grace Kennedy, which I used to work for, and also Digicel. Digicel's all over the world. In fact, they're going to go public on the New York or the NASDAQ, I guess, eventually soon. But they supply services, internet and cellular services, to many, many of the islands and down in South America, too. They're called Digicel, D-I-G-I-C-E-L.
Great.
And so I had a pretty good year down there.
I noticed you've been a little scarce around here.
No, what do they say? The bears make money, the bills make money, and the pigs get slaughtered.
Get slaughtered.
Yep, and I've done very well, as you well know, over the last 4, 5, 6 years. So this year I'd probably down about 1%, but I'm mostly in cash anyway. But I thought I'd call you, tell you, you know, that Jamaican stock exchange, just I kept looking at it and said, of course, you know, you're dealing with an exchange rate of 120 to 1, so it's 120 Jamaican dollars and $1. So it looks like you have an account with millions in it. Of course, you really don't.
I would have come up with Jamaica if I'd had about 130 or 40 guesses, I think.
Yeah, I'm telling you that it really worked out, and of course we're about to have an election down there in another month or so that might change.
Yeah, you might want to sell the rumor.
Well, yeah, Alaskans down there tend to be a little tribal. Of course, they're kind of getting that way here.
I can't argue with that.
I called to wish you a happy, happy New Year and prosperous.
Well, thank you. Same to you, of course.
I'll stay in touch.
And do you want to take a shot at the trivia?
What was the trivia? I don't know.
What state out of 49, because I excluded Florida, has the lowest tax burden on its citizens?
I'm going to take a guess. It just pops into my mind. Texas.
A very good guess. Unfortunately, incorrect.
Well,
but you've narrowed it down to 48.
It's probably Montana or Utah or somewhere out there where you don't want to live anyway.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a second.
All right, take care.
Take care of yourself. Good to hear from you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all those things we didn't get to say. And speaking of Montana, special shout out to Annie Mack, one of Sarah's oldest friends, who's visiting right now from Montana.
It's a long journey.
And another shout out to Hedda, who's also visiting us, only this one from Germany. We've got some long-distance folks right now. In fact, they knew each other when they were somewhat younger, which we calculated... I'm going to get killed when I get home. I just know it. They knew each other 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You're in trouble.
I'm in deep trouble. But it was worth it to say it. Anyway, Adam had a little wrap-up he wants to do before we get into my financial resolutions for the new year.
Yeah, I wanted to finish up the best and worst of 2015. So in commodities, there actually was a couple that were up this year, and leading the way was cocoa, up about 10% of all things. Okay. And the worst, I'm sure you've guessed, is oil, down over 30%.
Yep.
And the fund type, based on Morningstar data through the end of the last year, was the best performing fund type was large cap growth funds, up 3.6%. And the worst was small cap value funds, down 6.7%, which kind of, we've been saying the small caps have been lagging large caps.
Volatility.
Yeah. For allocation types, the best were target date funds between 2000 and 2010. They were down only 1.18%. That's the best.
Do you win by losing less? Yeah. Yes, you do in the market.
The worst were tactical allocation funds, down 5.93%.
Yeah, sector rotation really took a bath this year. I know, I do a lot of it.
And then just to give you an idea of where everything else stood, moderate allocation funds were down 1.95%, and conservative allocation funds were actually down more at 2.31%. So go figure that.
The definition of conservative goes out the window, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Howard is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. It's Howard from Real Estate Radio with a guest for your lowest taxes.
Well, then Happy New Year again.
Well, Happy New Year again. Great to hear you on the radio and also greeting you after our show. You guys do a great job, and try to stay tuned in right after our show. Great. You guys give great advice.
Well, we like warming up by listening to you folks, too, so it works really well.
We always listen to you guys on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. So my guess for lowest taxes would be Alaska due to the oil revenue that comes in on the state.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
You got it.
Yeah, and we get to save 50 cents, too, because we can bring the card in here and we don't have to mail it.
Okay.
Just do it next week. You're absolutely right. Adam had a little follow-up on that, Howard.
Yeah, it was funny. I was driving home from vacation yesterday, and my wife was reading me an article about Alaska, and she said that they are looking at implementing a state income tax for the first time in over 40 years, I believe, because of the oil revenue dropping so dramatically. So they may not be on the top of that list next year, and those politicians might not be in office who passed that bill.
Yeah, I don't even know that it'll pass.
Right. It's
any sitting governor who wants to be sitting day after tomorrow better think real carefully about whose name goes on a tax increase bill like that. Because Alaskans are very spoiled by their oil revenues. The price will not stay down forever. I think this is an overreaction to a temporary problem.
Typical government.
All right. All right, well, congratulations. We're glad you played, and you are right, and we will bring it to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day, and enjoy your show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Howard. And for all you folks who might not listen to the real estate people ahead of us, they really do a good job and know a lot about it. They talk a lot about it, and they give you a really good flavor for what's going on around town, various areas, various pricings, that kind of thing. But also good things about little things homeowners need to know, or you can get caught. They've been doing this a long time, and they're good at it.
We really enjoy that. They talk a lot about the financial side of real estate too, which to us is really interesting.
Absolutely true. Did you have a little punctuation mark on this? A
couple more. Some bond funds. The taxable bond funds, the best were preferred stock funds, up over 3%, and the worst were emerging market bonds, down 6%. In muni bonds, the best were high-yield munis, up 4.09%, and the worst were national short funds, up only 0.7%. So not a bad year to be in municipal bonds.
Now, let me see. A high-yield muni goes up, but a high-yield non-muni that pays better goes down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Beats me, Clark.
Yeah. So two more. Alternative funds, the best were multi-currency funds, which were down only 0.12%, and the worst were bear market funds, down 5.05%.
That's funny, because one of my red flags that'll get you audited by the IRS is if you play the currency market.
Yeah, I would not.
No, I don't recommend that, not because of the IRS.
No, it's just, it's so volatile, and nobody knows. And you're always going up against professional traders who know a lot more than you do, unless you are a trained professional.
Yes, and they're there every minute of the day watching these little things happen, and you're probably not. And if you are, you got to get a life.
And lastly, in sector equity funds, the best was health, up 8.05%, and the worst was energy limited partnerships, down 34.75%.
Yeah, I noticed. I wish I had a better outlook for the oil industry. I think it will go up this year, not to the records that we're all accustomed to, but I'm not sure it's going to do it until there's one more down cycle.
Yeah, it could be.
Looks like there's going to try to be a little push. On the other hand, I wouldn't just bail out now unless you're doing it to save some taxes or something and wait 31 days and take a loss. Little too early to tell, but we'll keep you up on that. Adam brings the current news to the show every week with what's going on in all of the markets. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my version of financial resolutions, not just for myself, but things that you might want to seriously consider. It seems like every year that goes by gets a little shorter than the one before, and I don't think the addition of one extra day this particular year is going to make this one seem any longer. So the key is you got to get started, and we'll talk all about it as soon as we get back after the break, so don't go anywhere.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this is the last, well, it's going fast today. It's fun when people call in and there's some old acquaintances and all of that. Just makes for a much more interesting day. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. All right. who makes financial resolutions? Who makes New Year's resolutions in general? I made one years ago. It was the only one I ever kept. I resolved not to make New Year's resolutions.
Ah, good for you.
But that said, how about financially? I mentioned right before the break that the years pass rather quickly. Things that you set out to do during this year might well be left undone. And we're all getting a little bit older. There's some things changing in there. And there's a lot of reasons why you ought to think about some things financially. Number one, first and foremost, for everybody out there, almost everybody out there, you should meet with a fee-only certified financial planner. Adam agrees with that completely. A little bit self-serving, perhaps, but it's a very good idea. It won't cost you anything. In fact, why don't you tell them how they could meet with one right now?
Sure. If you want to find us, we're at the end of Butler Boulevard in Jacksonville Beach off Marsh Landing Parkway. And you can call us at 904-685-1505. Or you can reach us on the web at www.vanweefinancial.com. And you can book a meeting with us right from our webpage. It's really simple. You just click on the link and it'll walk you through it. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/VanWee Financial and Twitter at VanWee Financial. Or if you want to email us, we're always available there at info@VanWeeFinancial.com.
Never a cost and no obligation for a suitability meeting, as we call them. Just come in and chat. I promise you, whether or not you'd ever become a client, you'll walk away knowing something, learning something, and maybe feeling a little bit better about the direction you're taking, or perhaps maybe just being motivated to do things better. Now, what about you folks who've met with planners but didn't do anything? Pick up the phone, call, and say, let's get started. Tax time, believe it or not, January 2nd is not too soon to start on taxes, both for last year and this year. As you're preparing your taxes from last year, as you're getting ready to, the typical person spends something to the tune of 20 to 40 hours preparing for that, largely because they didn't do a very good job of planning for it along the way. One of the things I like is to discard the old shoebox and get an actual little filing case and label things so you can find them when you want to, rather than dumping everything on the table at April 14th at about 10 o'clock in the morning and wasting the rest of the day sorting them. Sort them when you get them. We use a little device at home called the Snap Scan, or Scan Snap, I guess that's the way it's actually done. And it just scans into electronic format all your receipts. It gives you a chance to put them in the right places, and you've got a record of everything you've done that might possibly interest you, whether it be for taxes or if you have a return or something like that. You can pull it up real easily. We've had it for some time now. It works perfectly. It's easy. It's not terribly inexpensive, but let me tell you, you save a few hours of your time, it pays you back handsomely. There are at least a couple of those that I know of. I have nothing proprietary about the one we use. It's just the one that happened to be available. How about some tax software? Maybe you don't know anything about doing taxes. You should learn. You could learn. You can learn very easily. It doesn't cost you anything. You can go online to a place like TurboTax and take your old return and start entering numbers, and you'll find out how it works. They do not charge you unless you decide you're going to file that way. Once you analyze what happened last year, you'll have a much better fix on what you can do about it for this year, and you'll see the things that you might have, shall we say, overlooked. Maybe you paid too much in taxes. Maybe you loaned the government a bunch of money. You shouldn't do that. You can always adapt your withholding. Why would you want them to have a bunch of your money until you have to file a return to get it back? And in some cases, the refund payments from, particularly from some states, but also for a while with the feds, might be delayed a bit. Now, money delayed is worse than money not delayed. How's that? In fact, the only thing worse is money loaned a long time ago and then delayed when it's time to get it back. How about your retirement plans? Did you max them out? Did you save enough in taxes? Did you remember that you can do more than just the part where you get matched in your 401k? Did you remember that you can do an IRA if you have earned income, or that your spouse can do it if he or she is not working, as long as you have enough earned income? Quickest way to get a return on your money is to put it in a tax-deferred account and get an immediate tax deduction, and that goes right in your pocket that year by not giving it to Uncle Sam. Now I'm going to talk to the people who are in my age group, which means you're a baby boomer. You know the original baby boomers are turning 70 now?
Mm-hmm.
If you're an original baby boomer, you got to start talking about required minimums from your accounts. But those of us who are more in the center of the range of the baby boomers, we're starting to talk Social Security now. There are some changes out there. Some of those changes took away things that were excellent provisions that would help you maximize your Social Security forever. They are still available under certain conditions. There is a time lag. It goes up to April 29th. If you're 62 or older, prior to April 29th, you should really come in and have a long talk with some people who know a little bit about what they're doing with regard to Social Security. You can do that at the Social Security office, which I could almost throw a rock and hit from here, or you can do it in St. Augustine, you can do it online, or you can come into the office and talk to us. But there are certain Social Security, what I would call stretching or maximizing techniques, that are going to go away. For some people, this could be very costly. If you act soon enough, you might still be able to pull it off. And this is especially true if you're retiring this year. One of the major problems that people have with retirement is that they tend to just walk away. They had maybe had a 401k, and they just leave it there. And all of a sudden, they're not paying that much attention anymore, not really active in it. The company doesn't care anymore. Your money is at risk in that 401k in ways that you might not even know about, by not having the best options available, or by having people who aren't truly watching it over it. It might get frozen. There's any number of things that can do. When you leave and become an independent person, let your money leave and become an independent earning account for you also. How about an insurance review? Bet you haven't done that in the last 12 months.
Me personally,
you personally have. I know you got involved in some estate planning, and that's part of the process, and that's part of what you do when you come in to see a certified financial planner. One of the aspects of comprehensive planning is insurance. And I know everybody's eyes are rolling back into the back of their head, so let me put it financially. I did a little one just recently and changed car insurance companies for two cars, exactly the same policy, real nice company. And I pocketed over $500 a year.
Yeah, and you can do that, I wouldn't say every year.
Not every year, but it creeps up on you.
Yeah, it does. They raise those rates once you're a client, a customer, and at some point it's going to make sense to go back and shop around because you will find a better deal.
What's the equivalent half in terms of importance to making money? Keeping it.
Yeah, saving it, whatever.
How about a personal liability umbrella? Do you have one? Do you know what it is? You know why you would want one or need one. This is the thing that can save you from lawsuits and such. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It also will help you in that it'll pay you to defend yourself should you get sued. If you own a car, if you own a house, if you have teenage kids or young kids, there are any number of reasons to do this. Talk to your agent or, again, call us. Come on in. It's one of the things we review. Beneficiary forms for your retirement plans. Families change. You have more kids. You get divorced. People die. On and on. There are many, many reasons that family structures change. And if your beneficiary designation is not up to date, I promise you that there's not a court in the land that can read your mind once you're dead. But they're very good at reading words. Whatever the words say, that's what they're going to do. You can fight it all day long. I promise you, you're going to lose. Get your beneficiary designations up to date. Do what Adam did. Start a review of your wills, trusts, estate planning. You'd be surprised. You might actually be worth some money, even if you're pretty young. What's more important than planning when you have young kids? Almost nothing. What happens if something goes wrong? Well, you hope it won't, but it might. Again, call us, talk to us. We have people we work with. We don't do it. We're not lawyers. We're not accountants. But we know a lot about those things, and we have a lot of experts that will help us. All right. First show of 2016 is about in the can, folks. Very happy that people called today. We always like to hear from you. I hope you all have a very happy new year. I hope your football teams do a heck of a lot better than ours did this weekend, because that was this week. It was really a bust. So maybe by next week we'll know a little bit more. Thanks again for listening. See you next week, same time, right here on the Van Lee Financial Hour.
Trust. It's something that has to be